Thank you for letting me interview you. The first question is, what is your job title?
My job title is a Dash site supervisor.
Okay. And what made you want to do that job as the Dash supervisor?
So initially, I started off as a youth leader for the Dash program back when we were working with the city and the district. When we transferred over, there was a need for actual supervisors in the position, and I found that as an opportune time to step it up and get into the supervisor position and overlook the part of the program and supervise part of the program that I once used to be a youth leader for.
What are your main duties and responsibilities for that?
So my main duties are to support all of my staff. I currently oversee 6 sites and I have about 13 employees. And so my main responsibility is to make sure that my staff feel supported and that they're getting the tools and the coaching that they need to run a successful Dash school site and a Dash program. So whether that is through coaching with their, with the day-to-day coaching abilities, their responsibilities, or whether it's supporting them with, various materials that the site would need to run successfully. So like cones and gator balls, art materials, all that good stuff.
What is a typical work day for you?
So a typical work day is I start off in the morning here at the teen center. So in the morning I'm assisting with duties relating to camp and specifically with teen camp. And so I am just coordinating and kind of planning, the things that will be going on during summer camp or any upcoming camp. So I do that in the morning and any other Dash responsibilities that I have. If I do have free time in the morning, I'll tend to take care of during that time as well. And so that's paperwork and, doing time cards for Dash, planning out monthly calendars, helping my staff plan out those monthly calendars, sorting out ADAs and monthly attendance. And so again, if there's time after my responsibilities with camp, then I can, kind of transition into doing paperwork and other administrative duties for the Dash program. And so in the afternoon, what that looks like is when the Dash program opens up, and that'll range from 1:45, which is the very first start time of any one of my given schools, all the way up until 5:15, which is when my latest site ends. So during that time, I'll make it out to my sites, making sure that my staff are being supervised and supported and coached if needed. So,
what's the hardest part about your job?
The hardest part of my job is, because of the fact that I supervise 6 Dash sites, each one of those sites does have a need, and so kind of prioritizing and trying to be at 2 places once or several places at once has been my biggest challenge. And so you kind of have to prioritize it depending on what each site's needs are. And so if there's an immediate problem at the site, let's say, there's a student who slips and falls and, gets like a head injury or, is bleeding heavily, those are the types of things that you really need to tend to. So once again, I think that the biggest challenge within my duties is being able to be at 2 places at once.
Are you able to start overcoming those challenges, or?
Yeah, and so like I mentioned, it's just really prioritizing, where I need to be and identifying, what what matters need to be tended to first. And so if I can quickly devise or prioritize those matters, then I can kind of, I can manage what needs to be done in what certain or particular order.
What does it take to be successful in this organization?
In this organization particularly, you have to want to be at work. You have to be self-driven, self-motivated, and you definitely have to have, really the drive. I think the drive is what brings you into work every day, and understanding why you need to be here at your specific job. Everybody has a different role, but at the end of the day, we are all about serving our community, and you know, whatever program you work for, whether it's DASH or Stretch or licensed childcare, we're delivering services. We're catering to children and someone's daughter, someone's son. So at the end of the day, we're serving our community members, and I think in order to do that successfully, you have to have the will and the drive to do it, and understand what we as an organization stand for, and that's really serving our community and helping everyone out, providing those quality services to everybody in our community.
What can we do as interns to help you make your organization successful?
So being on the same page with us is very essential, and it's key to your guys' success and really making this a rich experience for you. So, whatever duties or whatever goals we want you to reach, we would just ask that you guys are doing everything you can to be on the same page with us. That way we can have a synergy and we have the same goal in mind, and that way we can, we can assist you guys the best way we can in achieving those goals that, we set out for you and whatever goals you guys come up with. So being on the same page is important.
Those are all my questions.
I have one personal question to you. What's the one thing you look forward every day you come into work?
I look forward to work not being so predictable. And so every day we come into work is a different day. And, that keeps a job from being monotonous and predictable. And so it keeps us on our toes. And so I think that's one of, on top of, other perks of the job and other highlights of the job, that's probably one of the main ones. And so, we obviously come to work every day hoping that we can do our very best in serving our community members and supporting our staff as supervisors. But definitely not being able to predict what, every day is going to look like, and, kind of makes the job really enjoyable. Makes it enjoyable. So.